Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Time for the vibe check on PXY Mornings. It's Tuesday, it's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just...
I don't know
what's going on with you lately, but it's not good.
My voice is literally cracking.
Take some honey. You got one job to do.
Oh, dear. So tough.
Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. All of our friends are weighing in. Where are they at?
Yes, they are. Let's see who's here. Heather's here. She said, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Feeling good this morning because today I'm going to my son's school for lunch and having lunch with him.
Oh, that's wonderful. He'll like that.
He will.
I like that.
He definitely will.
You better bring him something good.
Eating good in the neighborhood. Yes, absolutely.
Bring him some Popeyes.
He's like, what?
Is there a Popeyes in Rochester?
Yes. Yes. It's in Henrietta. Everything's in Henrietta.
Oh, of course it is. I crossed my mind because somebody was doing it on, somebody was eating.
Oh, lunch. Actually, it's right up here on Lake Ave. Okay. Right up the street here.
I've never had it. Have you?
No.
I've never had Popeyes.
Never. Never, not once. But sounds good.
All those herbs and spices? Come on now.
Fine.
Popeyes, are you open yet? It's 6:13. Come through.
They are closed. They are closed.
Let's get those fryers turned up, shall we?
Who else is here? We have Becky here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy.
Sup, Becky?
Feeling great this morning because I'm headed to the gym after a long week of vacation and out of my routine.
Way to get after it.
It's nothing like getting back on that horse.
No, you gotta suck down that creatine.
Absolutely nothing. So
good for you for getting after it.
Yeah.
I'm taking my little to the YMCA to go work out today for Big Brothers Big Sisters. We're gonna pump some iron.
Now you guys training for a weightlifting competition together? I love that for you. Get after it.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes these kids need someone to spot them.
Going to the one downtown?
No. Oh. Haven't figured that out yet. But, I mean, the organization's great because they give you free passes to go to the Y. And, you know, there's a lot of places within our community that partner up with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. So it's great because you can utilize all these resources you have to do fun things. Red Wings. YMCA, Nighthawks, the museum, Strong, especially. So it's great.
Uh-oh, this person's pissed. If you want to try Popeyes, I hope you don't want to try their sweet tea because they never have it and almost are always out of every single drink as well. There, I said it.
Oh, no. I wasn't actually thinking about the sweet tea.
Putting Popeyes on blast.
That's okay. We'll figure it out.
We will.
I'm just trying to get a biscuit. We should play a game. We should try and chew their biscuits and swallow them without any kind of drink.
You can do that. I'll choke, so I know my limits. I know my limits. What about you, Vibes, besides the...
Pretty good.
Besides YMCA?
Vibes are pretty good. I saw a woman almost die yesterday, Breeze.
Oh, good.
I was at the red light behind her. I think it was like corner of University and Winton. And we're just at a stoplight. We're at a red light, and all of a sudden, a gust of wind comes by, and it takes off the do not enter sign that's at the corner. And it just flies and crushes the front of her windshield. Shattered. I thought it killed this poor woman.
Ooh.
Destroyed the front of her windshield. So she puts her flashes on. I pull up next to her. I'm like, are you good? Do you need me to call someone? She's like, I can't hear you. I'm like, roll your window down, which she did not do. But this poor woman's car got wrecked. Who pays for that?
Insurance.
The city?
Yeah.
How did that sign fly off of its pole and destroy this woman's windshield? I mean, it could have killed her. You should have saw how fast this took place. That's one gust of wind.
Insane.
Do not enter sign comes off its pole. There's a guy panhandling who goes and picks it up. And you knew he was going to keep it. I don't know what he was going to do with it. It was nice of him to get it out of the street, though. Yeah, it was very alarming to watch. I'm glad she's okay, but her car is definitely not.
Wow, where was this again?
Right in front of the Go Car Wash there on East Ave.
Jeez, that's crazy. I would be panic stricken.
Yeah, destroyed her minivan. I felt really bad. Oh, she was just sitting at a red light. I mean, that's how quickly your day can go
sideways.
Just like that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Your vibes?
After that, wow. Vibes are good. I literally slept like a rock last night. Like 8:30, good night, sleeping. Not even a thing.
Did you take something?
No.
No, well, that's pretty good.
I honestly was just exhausted.
Yes, that's what happens when you bleed for this city.
I do bleed for this
city. You got a happy hour tonight you're hitting up?
Absolutely.
Breezy's going out with the ladies.
I made a New Year's resolution to see my best friend Maddie at least once a week. I've been doing okay, but my life is just better when I see her. So,
is that what she wants?
It doesn't matter what she wants.
Okay, forcing yourself onto people. Big story of the day this morning coming up, you guys. The Ontario County Sheriff's Office is asking for help finding a registered sex offender who cut off his ankle bracelet and is on the run. Who is he? Where is he? Is the big question. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY. Boys, bad boys,
what you gonna do? Breezy, what's just one thing we will not do on this show?
We're simply just not going to reward bad behavior.
We never will. Ever. And we never have.
Never will.
The Ontario County Sheriff's Office is asking for help finding a registered sex offender who disappeared before his scheduled sentencing for predatory sexual assault involving a minor. Daniel Savini, where are you? What were you thinking? 43, also known as Zero. Okay. Yeah, he's a zero. He reportedly removed his ankle monitor, cut it off, and fled. This was back on March 14th. Savini is described as 5'11", 220 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes, along with tattoos on both forearms. What a classic. Look at the dragon tattoo on the forearm.
It's too much.
Constantly trying to be somebody we're not. Daniel has a prior conviction of rape and sodomy involving a 13-year-old girl all the way back in 2001.
Jeez.
He's got quite the record. He cut that ankle monitor off and fled the scene Anyone who finds him is advised not to approach him and to call 911 immediately or the Ontario County Sheriff's Office. 585-394-4560. We are looking for Mr. Daniel Savini.
You know, it's like you give someone a chance and they just...
And they blow it.
Constantly disappoint.
Did you ever go to high school with anyone who wore an ankle monitor bracelet?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't think you could because you had to, you know, be home.
Well, there's certain things, like you can wear the bracelet. You have to go. Some people are allowed, depending on court order. You can go straight to work. You got to come straight home. It's house arrest. It's what it is.
Right.
But somebody I knew had an ankle monitor. Nobody I was really friends with or anything like that. It was an acquaintance. I knew them. And I got to tell you, it's not a good look. No. Especially for women. It's hard to get the stiletto on.
No, fully.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so tough.
So Ontario County Sheriff's Office is currently on the move. So Daniel Savini, 43, 5'11", 220. He's got that dragon tattoo on his left forearm. Keep your head on a swivel, people. Coming up on the show.
Coming up on the show, Parental Confidential.
This is super relatable. We get a message and it says, my 13-year-old stepson told me I better give him more than $10 a week for an allowance because anything less than $50 a week, it just won't cut it. It's not going to cut it. What does a 13-year-old need $50 a week for? Adriana from Irondequoit is asking the question on how many of you parents still give your kids an allowance? If so, how much? We'll get to her message for Parental Confidential coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
You saw them perform at halftime during the big game.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
My 13-year-old stepson told me my broke ass better give him more than $10 a week for an allowance because anything less than $50 just won't do.
Okay. Oh.
Right. Okay. Right. Let me get right on that. Parents listening, 585-252-9800. How many of you give your kids an allowance? If so, how much? This kid sounds like he needs to get roughed up a bit. These are the exact words in the message that was sent to us by Adriana and Irondequoit. How much money do you guys give your teenager for an allowance? And are kids even getting an allowance today? Don't know. Here's the exact message that she sent us. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Can you ask any listeners or parents if giving their teenager an allowance is still a thing? How does one handle figuring out how much to give their kids for an allowance? My 13-year-old stepson lives with me and his dad 100% of the time. He recently started asking for money nearly every day, anywhere from 10 to 20 bucks to go buy snacks, fast food, pizza, the mall with friends, Starbucks, etc.
Okay.
And the majority of these places are within walking distance, she said, from their home. But she says, I don't carry cash and I don't want to give him money every single time he asks. That's not how it works. He does not get an allowance. He has very minimal chores. Was thinking of starting an allowance to 10 bucks a week and upping his chores. When I shared this information with him, that we are thinking of giving him an allowance, if he gets good grades too, mm-hmm, and does his chores, he responded with, you're broke ass, better not just give me $10. I need at least $50 a week. He goes,
the disrespect is crazy.
I almost lost it on him, but kept my cool and explained that is not an option. Him thinking he deserves $200 a month to do nothing is comical. What have some other parents listening done when your kids constantly ask for money? I didn't grow up with an allowance. I don't remember asking for money all the time. Thanks for any suggestions or advice. You, this kid has a lot of freedom to go spend 20 bucks a day,
right,
on whatever he wants. I don't think so. The disrespect is crazy. Yes, it is, Breezy.
That's insane.
What was your allowance growing up? I'm assuming you got one.
Yes. So.
Had to go buy that kush somehow.
No, fully. Smoke it if you got it. I really only remember getting allowance if I got good grades, honestly. So that's kind of where I was at. And it would be like $50, maybe $100.
For the month? What?
No, if I got good grades, like,
oh, they just
the
give it
the quarter.
One time.
The okay. quarter, or like whenever yeah. the report card came out, I think it was like once a quarter.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
But so, only if I got good grades.
I can see like every, hey, listen, great job the past 3 months. Here's $100.
Right. And that was enough motivation for me.
Sure.
Get my head out of my ass.
Oh my God, I had a dream to buy my own Nintendo 64 with my own money.
Oh, I love that for you.
I was like, I'm gonna save up all this money, $5 a week. It didn't come close. One lollipop
even,
down
the
drain.
Didn't even scratch the surface.
Didn't even scratch the surface. Oh, let's go over to some text coming in right now. Good morning, guys. If he gets an allowance, you can talk to him about budgeting or give him options to earn more. My daughter's 13 and babysits for extra money. I cannot imagine where she would have an opportunity, though, to spend money daily. She goes to school and comes home. That's what I'm saying. This kid's 13. He's really, he's out and about, is he not?
Yeah, and that's, I mean, like, it's a delicate balance, right? Because, like, that's on you for allowing him to be as active in the community as he is.
In the community, yeah. Starbucks, restaurants, the mall.
But I remember being that age and doing the same thing. Like, whenever I left the house, like, I was out there. I was in these streets doing everything.
Not me. Kim says, tell your 13-year-old that he can start by doing all of his own laundry and buying all his own food. Don't let him talk to you like that. He doesn't sound like he is being disciplined at home. And what kid is going out every single day and spending $20 at the age of 13?
Right.
I think that's the, yeah, this is the question. It's raising a lot of eyebrows. Why is he out and about so much? What's this kid really doing?
Yeah, what's the vibe here?
What is the vibe?
But like, I think having money and dealing with money gives you a responsibility to understand how money works. But when it's not your own money and you're just like expecting it, that's sure. when things are a little like, I don't know about all that.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. My daughter's 14. We give her $15 a week if her grades are in check and she does all of her chores. The only way kids will ever learn the value of money is to have to earn it themselves. $10 a week for a 13-year-old is plenty. And granted, yeah, things are expensive today. I mean, obviously, with the tariffs.
Not the tariffs.
You can't buy a whole lot for $10 a week, but you're 13. Everything you need is pretty much already provided to you.
Right.
Growing up, I remember being 15 before I was able to start my part-time job at PacSun at the mall at Grease Ridge. I'd have to ask my dad, I need, you know, it's my girlfriend's birthday. I need money for a gift.
Right.
He'd buy me a gift, and what'd I do? I go to JCPenney and I buy the cheapest like watch for $12 and I give it to her.
And the rest.
And you know, it would crumble after 48 hours of wearing it. Like the glass lid popped off.
Oh my God. Not the glass lid.
It did it in front of her whole family too, which was really embarrassing. And then the girlfriend after that, her mom's like, she really wants a ring for her birthday. I'm like, okay, I'm 16. What kind of ring? She's like, just something really nice. What did I do? I went back to JCPenney, met with the same sales associate. I get this ring, and what happens? One of the diamonds pops right out of the freaking ring.
It was moissanite.
It was, yeah.
It was not a diamond. Let's be so for real. It was moissanite.
Yeah, it was not a diamond. I think it was like $25. Her finger
like,
was green for
like,
weeks.
One of the 3-carat diamonds just popped out. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I'm like, you didn't buy. Okay, perfect. I love that for you. Not the delusion. No, it's my favorite.
Chrissy says he's a kid, so yeah, he's going to ask for money. And yes, I think an allowance is smart, but $10 isn't enough to buy anything these days, depending on where you live. Maybe have him do more than just his personal chores, like something you would normally do. But show him how you do it. Otherwise, he'll half-ass it.
Right.
Like kids typically do. If you guys are just joining us, we're having the conversation. Adriana from Irondequoit wrote in, how much money do you give your kids for an allowance? Because she offered her stepson, who's 13, $10 a week. And he said, you're broke ass, better give me 50. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Who talks like that? My son is 12 and gets $10 a week, which he struggles with. Because he has a buddy who does dog walking, so he earns a bit more. But but he has learned how not to spend it all at once. And if he does, too bad. He has to wait until the following week. Teach these kids the value of not just money, but how life works. Yeah. Oh, you used up your entire paycheck? Well, too bad. Wait until next week. That's me.
That's literally me right now.
Yeah, right?
Me over here crunching numbers. I'm like, can I eat this week? Well, we'll find out.
And then John says, your parents are doing it all wrong. You should be taxing these kids' allowance the same way our paychecks get taxed. We do this with our 9 and 12-year-old son and daughter. They get 10 bucks, and then after taxes, they get 7. That's real parenting. That's real life. Thank you, John. Damn. Remember the fight we had on the air with those two moms who taxed their kids' Halloween candy?
Well,
one was for it, one was against it. Oh, the fights.
She was like, and your kid's going to work at a drugstore. I'm like, what? Wow, pulling all the punches.
Adriana, everybody here that has weighed in so far is saying that $10 a week is plenty. If you want to up it to 15, depending on how well he does his chores.
Right, if they do extra things or work overtime, for
right,
sure.
Let him work for it. That is real life. Let him work for it. He's not going to appreciate any of it if you just keep handing him $20 a day.
Correct.
To go to Starbucks.
Very true.
No, thank you. And where's my gavel this morning? That's that. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning. We love when you guys text in. If you ever want to be a part of the show, you can hit us up on our social at 98PXY on Facebook or 98PXY in Rochester on Instagram. We'll be right back.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. All so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We're back.
98PXY.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Saraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Saraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.